Leave It to Beaver, starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Been a big help to me tonight.
Well, that's okay, Mom.
Boy, Dad and Walt have been in the den a long time. Must really be mad at him.
We're both angry with your brother. Came home 2 hours late, missed his supper, and he didn't even phone.
Yeah, but I'm glad Dad took Wally in a den. Well, because I don't like to be around when Wally's getting yelled at. Well, it always ends up with Dad saying, "And let this be a lesson to you too, Beaver."
Wally just phoned, everything would have been fine.
Yeah, I know, Mom. But when you're having a good time, you don't think of phoning. Of course, when you get home, you get yelled at. It sort of even things up.
Why are you staring at me?
Well, I just wanted to see how bad Wally got it.
Well, I gave it to him pretty good, Beaver. Coming home late, not phoning, and missing his dinner, I'm just not going to put up with that kind of thing. And I just hope this will be a lesson to you too, Beaver.
Yes, sir.
I hope you weren't too rough on Wally, dear.
Oh, I had to be firm with him, dear. He's old enough not to pull this kind of thing.
Well, of course, but can't you be firm without getting angry?
Well, I haven't found a way yet.
To get home.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. That's the way it should be.
I found this in Wally's room.
Merchant Marine.
And it's addressed to Wally.
In reply to your request for information regarding service in the Merchant Marine, we have enclosed the booklet, You and the Merchant Marine. If further information is desired, please feel free to contact us. Where'd you find it?
In one of Wally's drawers. I found it when I was putting his shirts away.
I just don't get this at all. Wally thinking of going into the Merchant Marine?
Ward, I've been thinking about the other night when you lectured Wally for coming home late. Do you think that could have had anything to do with it?
Oh, I don't think so. Wally just wouldn't do anything like this without talking to us about it first.
But you were pretty harsh with him.
Well, yeah, but under the circumstances, I think he realized he had it coming to him. Maybe you needed some information about the Merchant Marine for a school assignment.
Ward, I'm afraid there's more to it than that. And I think we should find out what's going on.
I'm home, Mom, Dad. Hey, Dad, if a guy tripped on our porch steps, could he sue you?
Well, Beaver, under certain circumstances, did someone trip?
No, not yet. But Gilbert says if you're insured, it wouldn't cost you anything. And then if he sued you, he'd get that neat new midget racer he's been wanting.
Yes, well, I think it would be just as well if you don't encourage Gilbert to trip on our steps.
Okay, Dad. I'll tell him to forget it.
Say, Beaver, maybe you could help us on something. Do you happen to know if anything's been bothering Wally lately?
Yeah. Well, I guess you'll find out anyway, so I might as well tell you. Last week, him and Mary Ellen Rogers had a big fight. Well, now she won't give him back his Letterman sweater.
Ward, I don't think that's the real trouble. Beaver, has Wally ever said anything to you about the other night when he came home late?
Boy, I'll say. You really must have given it to him, Dad. I've never seen him that shook up all the time I've been his brother. Well, Gilbert's waiting for me.
Oh, Ward, this is a shame. Poor Wally, being so upset that he wants to leave home.
I'm inclined to agree. Well, I guess we just have to show Wally more consideration in the future. Maybe that's a little too hard on him.
Warden, I think you should sit down and have a talk with him when he comes home.
I think we ought to be more subtle than that, June. The thing to do is to just gently let him know that we love him and that this is his home and we want him to be happy in it.
A good place to start would be at supper tonight. Maybe he'd open up to us.
Well, I was his age and had a fight with my father. I used to just go out to the barn and hide for a while.
Yes, but joining the Merchant Marine is a lot different than sitting out in the hayloft.
Well, Wally, what kind of a day did you have?
Oh, it was all right, I guess.
I noticed you went right out again after you came home from school.
Yeah, I went right out again.
Me too. I was messing around with Gilbert.
That's fine. You know, Wally, I've been thinking it's not going to be long before we have to start planning our summer vacation. I've been sort of considering Crystal Lake for this year. You know, they have nice accommodations, and we can rent a boat. You do like boats, don't you?
Oh, boy, Dad, Crystal Lake and a boat. That'll really be neat.
How about you, Wally?
Well, sure, Dad. I love boats. Could you pass the milk, please?
Yes, of course. Boating on a lake is not quite the same thing as on the ocean.
No, I guess not.
Yes, I guess a life on the ocean waves has a lot of appeal.
Well, yeah, I guess it does.
But the important thing about this vacation is that we'll all be together. And I'm sure...
Oh, I'll get it. That's probably Lumpy. I'm finished anyway. Could I be excused?
I suppose so, Wally.
Hey, Wally, any more stuff come?
Shh, pipe down, will you?
What's the matter? Is your pop sleeping or something?
Come on, I'll tell you upstairs.
Did you ever notice how Lumpy Rutherford always shows up around dinner time? Well, 10 minutes earlier, we've been stuck off from dessert.
All right, what's going on? Boy, Lumpy, you got me in a mess. Having all that Merchant Marine junk mailed to my house. I had to, Wally. If I'd have had it sent to my house and my pop found out I was going to join the Merchant Marine, he'd have killed me.
Yeah, but the way my folks were talking tonight, I think they must have seen some of that junk in the drawer or something. Look, Lump, before everything gets all honked up, I'm just going to have to tell them the truth.
You can't, Wally. Your pop works with my dad. And if he finds out, it'll wreck everything.
Okay, so it wrecks everything. Look, Lump, I think you ought to at least wait till you finish high school before you go running off to sea like Lloyd Bridges.
No, my mind's made up. My dad was in the wrong, and I'm going to teach him a lesson.
Look, Lump, all he did was take away the keys to your car.
Yeah, but he always treats me like a little baby. And I'm going to show him I'm a grown-up adult man.
Well, then why don't you act like one and talk to him instead of running away?
Well, I tried to talk to him last night, but he got on that kick about what a creepy son I was. So I got mad and ran upstairs and locked myself in my room.
Hey, did any of that stuff come in the mail? No, just that booklet I gave you.
Yeah, well, the application ought to be showing up any day now.
Yeah, and what if my folks see that in the mail? What am I supposed to tell them, huh?
Well, don't tell them anything. Don't worry, I'll make it up to you, Wally. When I get to Zanzibar, I'll send you a shrunken head or something.
Ward, I hate to bother you like this, but the mail just came. And there's another letter from the Merchant Marine for Wally. Hmm? I don't know, I guess it was some sort of a form or something.
Well, June, there's obviously more to this than just idle correspondence, but I just can't figure Wally joining the Merchant Marine without at least talking to us first. June, we'll discuss this further when I get home. Goodbye.
Hi, Fred.
Problems at home, Ward?
Problems?
I heard that bit about Wally and the Merchant Marine.
Oh.
Well, you don't need to be afraid to confide in me. I'm a father, too, you know. I can see you're pretty well shaken up over all this.
Well, Fred, since you practically know the whole story, I suppose there's no real reason why I shouldn't discuss it with you.
Hold it. Now.
Well, Fred, actually, no crime has been committed. It's just that Wally's been receiving some correspondence from the Merchant Marine, and, well, under the circumstances, June and I can't help wondering if he's really thinking of joining up.
I'm going to level with you, old friend. I know that's the way you'd want it, right?
Well, yes, but I...
This whole situation boils down to one thing. Just one solitary thing. Ward, you and your boy just aren't close enough.
Oh, now, just a minute, Fred.
We're looking for the truth, right, old man?
Yes, Fred.
Good. You have to be next to your boy every minute if you want to know what's going on. Now you take my Clarence and myself. We have a beautiful father and son relationship, and because of that relationship, I know my boy. Yes, sir. I know my boy.
No, well, my mom never leaves it downstairs. Whenever I get mail, she'll... Oh, here it is. See, Merchant Marine.
Hey, man, this is it. Application.
Okay, Lump, I went along with you, but now I'm through. I don't want any more of your mail coming here.
Relax, buddy boy. I don't need your post office anymore. I'm as good as in. All I gotta do is fill out this application. Proof of citizenship. Character references.
Hey, maybe you could get Mr. Hodson, that guy that lives next door to you, and,
Well, I don't think so. He's the reason my father took my car keys away. Well, I don't think so. He's the reason my father took my car keys away.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, when I backed into his gate and busted it, he told my father I was an unresponsible driver.
Anybody can have an accident.
Well, that's what I told him last time, when I knocked down his mailbox and fence. School's attended. Nearest relatives. Gee, there's a lot of stuff on this. I think I'll take it home and sneak it up to my room and fill it out there.
Hey, Lump, pretty soon I know I'm going to have to tell my father about all this. I can't let him think that all this stuff's coming to me.
Well, that's okay. You can tell him now. It doesn't matter. Since I got this, I'm in. All aboard?
Hey, that's for trains.
Oh. Hi, dear.
Hi. Anything new with Wally? Your phone call almost ruined my day.
Well, honey, I thought you'd want to know. But I must say, you cut me off rather short.
Well, I couldn't help it. Fred Rutherford walked in right in the middle of our conversation.
Oh, I suppose he knows all about it now.
Well, you know, Fred, anything that goes on in our building, from the furnace room to the roof garden, he's in on it.
Well, Ward, it's still our problem, and I think you have to settle this with Wally as soon as possible.
I know, dear. I'm going to, right now.
Oh, hi, Dad.
Hi, Wally. You busy?
No, I'm not busy. Just doing my homework.
Oh. Well, maybe that can wait for a little while, huh?
Oh, sure, Dad.
Wally, this business about the Merchant Marine.
Oh, you know about that, huh?
Well, your mother and I are quite concerned, son. A career in the Merchant Marine's a fine thing, but we don't think any boy should quit school and just take off.
Well, yeah, Dad, I know. That's what I've been trying to tell Lumpy.
Clarence?
Well, yeah, Dad. Lumpy's the guy that wants to join. You see, he had a big fight with his father. That's why he had me right away for the stuff and have it sent to our house, so his father wouldn't get wise.
Well, that makes me feel a little better. So, Wally, how serious is Clarence about going into the Merchant Marine?
Well, at first I thought he was just bluffing, but he's going to send in his application as soon as he gets it filled out.
Well, this puts me in kind of an awkward position.
Gee, how come, Dad?
Well, with Fred and me both working in the same office and being rather close friends, knowing what I know, I can't very well just stand by and not say anything.
Well, gee, Dad, you see, Lumpy isn't as lucky as I am, Beaver and me. You see, he's kind of got a feeling that his father's against him.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Yeah, if you could just hold off telling Mr. Rutherford. I tried to talk some sense into Lumpy, but, I think if I really leveled with him, I could talk him out of it.
All right, Wally, you go ahead and try. But if it doesn't work, as one parent to another, I'm going to have to tell Fred.
Oh, sure, Dad, I know. I guess you parents have to stick together if you're going to keep ahead of us kids.
Has anybody seen Wally?
Yeah, he went in to phone Clarence Rutherford.
Oh. Beaver, don't you feel better knowing that your brother's not going in the Merchant Marine?
No, I suppose so.
You suppose so? Don't you know?
Well, gee, Dad, I was bragging to all the kids how my brother's going to become a sailor. He'd probably come back with daggers, well, and snakes tattooed all over his arms.
Well, I think we're all happier knowing that Wally's not leaving. And Beaver...
Yes, Mom?
Beaver, your father and I both want you to know if you ever have a problem... We want you to come and talk it over with us.
That's right, son. If anything's ever bothering you, don't keep it to yourself. You come to us with it and be assured that we'll understand, right?
Well, gee, Dad, it sounds so neat. I wish I was in trouble right now.
How'd you make out with Lumpy?
Well, he wasn't home, Dad. Boy, I sure hope he hasn't done anything goofy.
Well, maybe he went down to the ocean to pick out the boat he wants to be on.
Are his parents worried?
Oh, not Fred. He knows his boy. He's right next to his son every minute.
I'll get it.
Ward, you're going to have to talk to Fred before Clarence really does something.
Hey, Wally, Lumpy's here.
I'll be right there.
Well, now, this works out fine. You take him upstairs and do your best to talk him out of it, son.
I sure try, Dad. Well, what are you standing there for?
Well, I was waiting for your kid brother to scram. I didn't want him to see this.
Come on in.
Hey, how about stashing this thing away for me?
What is it?
A sea bag.
Shh. What's the matter? Look, Lumpy, if my dad sees this, he's really going to call your father. Where'd you get it, anyway?
Well, I got it at a surplus store. I got all my clothes and stuff packed inside, so I'll be ready to take off when they call me.
Why don't you take it over to Eddie's?
Are you kidding? That guy'd probably hock it, bag and all. I'd have to go aboard my ship in my underwear. Let me boost it up on my back. Seasick pills? Yeah, I'm going to give them to the captain as a present.
Come on.
Nobody will find it there.
Lump, sit down a minute.
Wally, don't talk like that. You sound just like my father.
Now look, Lump, I just want to ask you something. Have you really taken time out and thought about what you're doing?
Sure, that's all I thought about.
Well, so have I, and it comes down to this. It's either staying in high school and graduating or joining the Merchant Marine.
Wally, you mean you decided to go in with me?
No, will you listen to me a minute, you big goof?
Okay, I'm listening.
Hey, Wally, telephone.
Okay. Who is it?
Nobody, just that creepy sweater stealer, Mary Ellen.
Hello? Well, sure, I'm going to school tomorrow. Why? Well, no, you don't have to give me my sweater back, Mary Ellen. What? No, I want you to wear it. No, you didn't, Mary Ellen. I'm the guy who started
Beaver.
It.
A junkie talk. Ick. Beaver.
You did? Well, it's not true, Mary Ellen. Honest. Okay. Yeah, I'll see you tomorrow at school. That's funny. Somebody told Mary Ellen I was going to join the Merchant Marines. I wonder where she got that from. Okay, Beaver.
Well, sure I told everybody, Wally. Why should I leave her out just because she's a nutty girl?
No, Wally, if he hadn't told her, she might never have phoned you.
Yeah, maybe so.
How you coming along with Clarence?
No good, Dad. He won't listen to me at all. He even brought over all his stuff, all packed, so he can take off.
Wally, I'm going to have to do something about this.
Yeah, it's okay with me, Dad. You can do whatever you want. I'm not getting anywhere with a guy. He just sits there with that silly grin on his face.
Yeah, he's a real dodo. Fred?
Yes, I don't have much choice.
Oh, hello, Fred. Ward.
Yes, Ward.
Fred, I don't know quite how to put this.
Is this about the lad, Ward?
Yes, Fred. You see, Wally and I...
I'm glad you called. Now just sit tight and don't do anything you'll be sorry for later, old man. I'll be right over.
Fred. Fred. Oh, come in, Fred.
Well, Ward, old boy, you don't look too bad considering.
Fred, let's go in here.
Now, first off, let's look at the big picture. This must be handled in an adult manner. I know at a time like this we're inclined to let our emotions take over.
Oh, look, Fred, but you hold off just a minute. You see, the reason
Well, this
I
is
talk...
about that Merchant Marine thing, isn't it?
Yeah, right.
Hey, Dad. Is... excuse me, we didn't know that...
Sit down, Wally. This is something you should hear. And it won't hurt you to hear it either, Clarence.
But, Daddy...
Sit down and listen. Now let's get to the point. No beating around the bush. What we're faced with here is the fact that we have a boy who wants to run away to sea and a father who hasn't shown that boy the proper understanding. Now, let me give as an illustration my own domicile, where everything's on a give-and-take basis. Now, if my Clarence had taken this notion, frankly, I would have been disappointed. But I wouldn't put my foot down. No, I'd put forth a greater effort to make him happy in his home.
You would, Daddy?
Yes, I would, son.
Would you even give me back my car keys?
Yes, if it would make you more secure in your environment.
Gee, Daddy, it sure would.
Well, Wally, Ward, I hope I put my point across and you've learned something from all this.
Yeah, Fred, we certainly have.
Good. Come on, son.
Yes, Daddy.
Here, Wally.
What is it?
The Merchant Marine application. Maybe you can use it. You heard Daddy say he doesn't want me to go away.
Clarence, get out of here!
Not you, too.
What?
Joining the Merchant Marine?
This belongs to Clarence.
Hey, he was pretty serious, wasn't he?
What did Fred have to say today? Did he find out the truth that it was actually Lumpy and not Wally?
Well, he probably did, but if so, I'd be the last one to know.
Oh, hi. Oh, thanks, Mom. Lumpy's waiting out in the car for this.
Yeah, he's going to sneak it back up into his room so his dad won't take his car keys away again.
Oh, then Fred kept his promise, huh?
Yeah, Lumpy got his car keys back last night. Oh, Mom, would it be okay if Lumpy drops me off at the malt shop on his way home?
The malt shop?
Yeah, he wants to sit there and look at his sweater.
Yes, Wally, it's okay.
Thanks, Mom. Bye.
Bye.
Boy, I hope I never get that flaky over a girl.
But you know something, Beaver? It wasn't more than 2 or 3 years ago that Wally was saying the same thing. And now look at him.
Yeah, now look at him.
Though the name Gypsies derives from Egypt, these nomadic people are actually believed to have migrated originally from northern India. In any case, MASH star Jamie Farr and character actor Vito Scotti portray two gypsies who visit Mayberry. And it's next.